No walk around Birmingham could be complete without mentioning the canals. As the Industrial Revolution began in the 1760s, Birmingham was a town of 35,000 people. It was developing slowly as a manufacturing centre, and being in the centre of England, it was hindered by not having a port or even a river with access to the sea. Roads were poor and goods had to be transported by wagon or pack horse. Birmingham's business people soon recognised that the canals could help overcome this weakness. By 1800, Birmingham found itself at the hub of the canal networks. The canals made it possible to transport raw materials like coal cheaply, and this fueled Birmingham's growth as a manufacturing centre. Birmingham is said to have more miles of canals than Venice. The canal also played an important role for Birmingham's famous chocolate manufacturer. In 1847, John Cadbury built a cocoa manufacturing factory in Bridge Street, just across the canal from here. Later, Cadbury moved its factory to Bourneville, to the south of the city, which is also on the canal network. The canal provided transport for raw materials right up to the 1960s. Cocoa came from Ghana and Central and South America, and cane sugar from the Caribbean. These goods were imported at Bristol and Liverpool docks and then transported by canal to the factory. Many other products were imported into the Cadbury factory. They include spices from China, timber from Scandinavia, Russia and Canada, oranges from South Africa, Brazil nuts from Brazil, honey from Chile, and even ribbons from France.